Good morning, America. Hello, the world. This is Bill Bumba, the host of the Proactive News. Been really having some hard times lately. My house burned down, things like that. It's been very stressful. But the thing is, I'm here. My hands are burned badly, but it's like I hope and pray that we can do a good show today. My guest is Olaf Hagee. Good morning, Olaf.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, I thought it started out with a healthcare story. This is a series of healthcare professionals international, and they said the following. Japanese doctor says medicine in my country is so advanced that we can take a kidney out of one man, put it in another, and have him out looking for work in 6 weeks. That's the first. Okay, the next one. A German doctor says that's nothing. We can take a lung out of one person, put it in another, and give him, have him out looking for work in 4 weeks. Last person, a British doctor says, in my country, medicine is so advanced, we can take half a heart out of one person, put it in another, and have both of them out looking for work in 2 weeks. Now, at this point, the American is nonplussed. He says, the American doctor, not to be undone, interjected, you guys are way behind. We are about to take a woman with no brains at all, put her in the White House, and then have half the country will be out looking for work. I thought that was too funny to pass on, but it's like the fact is, there's a lot of things we need not to pass on. And it's like I hope and pray we can bring some of these up, because the fact is, most of this country is so brain dead, or so willing to acquiesce to the powers that be, you've got to wonder what the heck is going on. You really do.
Well, you didn't mention Hillary. We don't mention.
But that's what I was talking about. No, go ahead.
But apropos of that, you know, here we have a bunch of people who are brain dead, who are telling us that we should vote for Hillary Clinton instead of somebody with an 83% conservative voting record. Now, why would somebody who says they're a conservative want you to do that? That seems odd, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things that seem odd, and I think I may have figured out an explanation for why they are so odd among the talk show folks out there in the major broadcast area who keep telling us who to vote for, all the while saying that, well, they're not really doing that.
Well, it's like the heck they're not doing that.
There's things going on that are so scurrilous,
it's incredible.
Well, they're not only telling us who to vote for, but they're especially telling us who not to vote for. And as I recall, Ronald Reagan had something he called the
11th commandment
for Republicans.
Yeah.
And what was that commandment?
Well, the commandment was are we a commercial break? No, we're not.
No, not quite.
All right. Yeah,
the commandment was, thou shalt not speak ill of thy fellow Republicans.
Boy, that's been taken wrong now.
Well, apparently all the talk show guys have decided that commandment is no longer in effect. At least they don't seem to be following it. And so I think we should...
I'm a California Republican from way back, and I deeply remember Ronald Reagan. I raised a lot of money for him, about $12 million over a period of time. It's like, I don't understand how this country has gone so downhill so quick.
Well, I think it's okay now, apparently, since that commandment's no longer in effect, to violate the 12th commandment, which is, thou shalt not talk ill of conservative talk show hosts.
Well, it's like, which host are you talking about? Because there's a heck of a lot that need to be talked ill about. They really do.
Okay, well, we'll be back after this break.
All right, in the meantime, we'll be back after this, which you just said, and we'll talk about this. Olaf Hagee and myself talking here on the Proactive News.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Good morning, friends. How you doing? Well, I'm back, Bill Brumbaugh, with Olaf Hagee, talking about politics in a way. And it's real important because we're talking about the 12th Commandment, which is Reaganism, kind of. Are you talking about... Well, Olaf, go ahead.
Talking about adding a 12th Commandment here and then subtracting it, because if Reagan had an 11th Commandment, which was, "Thou shalt not speak ill of thy fellow Republicans," I suppose there is a 12th commandment, which is, "Thou shalt not speak ill of thy fellow conservative talk show hosts."
That's kept guard.
Yeah, so I mean, if what's good for the goose should be good for the gander here, I wonder if these people, not that I'm a registered Republican or anything, but I'm very independent, but the fact of the matter is that we are seeing
I'm part of your talk group, so you know I'm very independent too.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we're so independent, we don't necessarily endorse the commercials on this show, even.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, the people are out there being told that you shouldn't vote for this Republican, but you should vote for that one. And not only are you told that you shouldn't vote for XYZ Republicans, you're actually told that they're evil liars, that they are horrible people, that they are going to destroy the world as we know it.
Well, outside of myself, I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Oh, hold on, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Bill Cunningham, you know, the litany.
And, yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, these guys are out there violating Reagan's commandment all the time while pretending to be the representatives on the radio of Ronald Reagan. I'm sorry, what's wrong with this picture? There's something wrong here.
A lot is wrong with it.
Yeah. And not only that, we are also being told that they represent the so-called religious right. Now, I'm not sure what the religion is, because it certainly isn't Christian. There's certainly some very strange things that these guys are espousing that don't sound at all Christian, and I have to wonder exactly what's going on here. But I think I know. You got to back off for a moment and look at the big picture. You have to think about this in terms of what exactly does a very wealthy talk show host, many of these guys are worth mega millions, Rush Limbaugh certainly is, or will eventually...
Yeah, I worked for Limbaugh for years. I know, I'm very well aware of that fact.
Yeah, and unlike the rest of us, you know, this is a case where Rush Limbaugh sucks up all the cash in the room when he walks in.
He's a Hoover vacuum on high speed.
Yeah, he certainly is. I think, what did he have, like a $26 million deal or something? I forget the amount, but it was huge.
It's amazing he didn't do any jail over the OxyContin incident. I just can't believe that. I really can't believe that.
Well, he's been arrested for more than that, as you know. There was some sex drug when he was coming out of Haiti that he had on his possession that he got arrested for not too long ago. So, I mean, or at least he was stopped over that.
He wasn't arrested, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, there's some strange things going on over in Limbaugh Land. But the question that I'm asking is, how is it possible that these very wealthy guys who are working for big corporations and run by people who obviously are also multimillionaires, how is it that these guys are so stingy when it comes to giving tax breaks to people with low incomes? You know, they're opposed to this, or at least certainly Limbaugh is, opposed to this tax cut or rebate check that we're all about to get, even though it's admitted that, yes, this will stimulate the economy, according to the economists out there.
Supposedly it will. Supposedly.
Well, it won't do it for very long. It will do it for as long as...
About a year.
Yeah, for a few weeks or so. But the idea is that here is something that's going to be given to people who actually need the money, although not everybody who needs money will get one, but all those who pay taxes will, which you would think would be a Republican thing. And yet they're opposed to it. And why are they opposed to it? Because it's got a cutoff point at the top. Because if you're a single person making over, I think it's $100,000, you don't get anything. And if you're making over $200,000 and you're a married couple filing jointly, you don't get anything. Somewhere around there. We haven't seen the exact cutoff point. We know that it's $75,150 and it fades out above that.
Supposedly the cutoff point exists. The problem is nobody seems to know what it is.
Yeah. But in other words, it cuts off somewhere below Rush Limbaugh. That's the real point. And it cuts off somewhere below the corporate guys who tell Rush Limbaugh, you know, what stations he's going to be on, if you follow me.
Yeah.
The people who make the money aren't getting the tax break. So they're not supporting this tax cut. In other words, since most of us are getting it, but not them, they're not supporting it. Now, back when they were getting tax cuts and most of us weren't, they thought those were wonderful. So I think I see how this game is played. It's not that complicated. If you're rich, they're in favor of what benefits you. If you're not, well, you should pull yourself up by your own bootstraps.
Yeah.
To coin a phrase. I think actually that phrase is being quoted here from Glenn Beck specifically. I think Rush Limbaugh just varies it a little bit, but this is what they're promoting. Now, Glenn Beck, if you haven't heard him, is the number three talk show host in the country after...
I used to be on that list somewhere.
they should be on a list at some point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just think about it this way. These people, have been promoting this idea that the more money you have, the more rights you have. For example, if you've got you want to make a campaign contribution, why they think that that money is equal to free speech, and the more money you have, the more free speech you should have, so that your campaign contribution should be decided in terms of how much money you want to spend. In other words, if you want to spend $100,000 on a candidate, or if you want to spend $1 million on a candidate, they think there should be no ceiling at all, that the rich should be allowed to, in effect, control elections. And, of course, they don't say a word about which election you're contributing to. Bill Gates, he's got, what, $43 billion, $56 billion, whatever it is?
At least.
And growing continually, and he can't give it away fast enough. If you think about this, he's up there in Washington State in a district somewhere near Seattle.
Pick out my state. No, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. But he's free under current law, including McCain-Feingold, by the way, to contribute to your congressional election, no matter where you are located, no matter what district it is. In fact, he can decide who your mayor will be. He's got enough money, he can dictate who your congressperson is, who your mayor is, who your governor is.
It's pretty spooky, it really is.
Yeah, he can decide who all your city council people are. He can control your local government no matter where you are in the U.S. or, for that matter, any other part of the world. He's got enough money, he can pretty much dictate who runs the government. And there are other people like him, George Soros, who's a multi-billionaire. Got his money, by the way, by breaking the British pound. Nice guy, isn't he? He's got money, and he uses it to try to control elections. There's a lot of people out there who do this. And the question in my mind is, why should some rich actor in California decide your congressional race in Tennessee or Texas? Does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense at all.
It really doesn't.
No. But for some reason, Rush Limbaugh thinks that it does. And because John McCain tried to do something about this process and tried to kind of make it, more, I hate to use this word, democratic, more like the Constitution, that caused Limbaugh to go through the roof. And Glenn Beck, of course, who was a big supporter of Mitt Romney, who spent $35 million of his own money trying to make himself president by sheer force of cash. These guys just can't stand the idea that just because you have more money doesn't mean you should have more free speech or more political power. Now, there is a word for this. There is a term for this, and it ain't conservative, folks, and it certainly isn't Christian. The word for it is plutocrat, meaning somebody who believes that the rich should rule. It's also called...
That's pretty spooky, it really is.
It's also called an oligarchy. Now, it's called a survival of the fittest. In fact, I believe it's called fascism. It's another term for it. There's a lot of terms for it, but none of them have anything to do with Christianity or conservatism. And I have a funny feeling, Ronald Reagan...
Do we have any idea whether or not the truth about Christianity is being told now? I don't think so.
I don't hear much in the way of Christian stuff on...
We hear about Richard Roberts and what happened there. We hear about the other things that are going on. It just amazes me how these people get by with this stuff. It really does.
Well, they talk about taxes almost every show. But how often do they mention abortion? How often do they mention the gay rights and gay marriage issues? How often do they mention the issues that are interesting to Christians, in other words? No, it's almost war and taxes every day. The economy, war, taxes, that's all they talk about. Basically, money and how to spend it on the military. But they don't talk about the other issues that are of concern to Christian people. Didn't Jesus heal people a lot? Wasn't he interested in health care? What about these other moral issues? You hardly ever hear these issues from these talk show guys. I don't think we should have these people identified as Christian show hosts. Christian.
We're actually in agreement on something. It's like the fact is, I greatly question the balance and the motivation of people. In the meantime, we'll be back after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Friends, we're back. We're going to take a caller here in a moment. I wanted to read a kind of an amusing article I have. The man robs the bank, takes hostages. He asks the first hostage if he saw him rob the bank. The hostage says yes. The robber shoots him in the head. Okay, that's first part. He asks the second hostage if he saw him rob the bank. The hostage answers no, but my wife did. That's where we're at politically. It's like, it's just amazing what goes on. Olaf, let's take a call. Rita in Colorado.
Hi, Rita.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry about that fire. How are you doing?
Actually, I've been sitting here picking in my hand, which is unfortunate. I'm bleeding like a pig, so I'm hoping that I can hopefully hang in here for the rest of the show.
Wow, gosh, man, I hope you do too. I mean, I don't want to put you off or anything here, but
you won't, believe me.
Okay, I think that a lot of what we're up against now, you know, and you hear some people, they'll talk about, they'll say, well, there we have this big argument about Darwin, phony, you know. They say, well, okay, well, we've got Darwin, well, then why don't we talk about the near Nephilim class system here. And if you can't talk about the Nephilim class system, you can't talk about Darwin. And so that's what they're all up against. They're up against their whole system that you know, messes with their minds that way. You know?
It depends what the angle of the system is. Olaf, go ahead.
Actually, it's interesting you bring up Darwin. Darwin made some very interesting statements about race. He believed the Caucasian race was the most civilized and that black and other races should be allowed to fade away.
I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, he thought he was kind of a plutocrat himself. You know, the more civilized or wealthy a group of people were, why the higher they were up the pecking order in his view, and that poor people and people who were struggling, I guess, were lower class people who should be weeded out. So, you know, this idea does relate directly to Darwin. It's actually called social Darwinism.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it gets into the pharmaceutical industry too, because they all have to work for that Nephilim class system. They got to make medicine for Nephilim.
Well, I'll tell you something. The pharmaceutical industry, we just had an example of their handiwork in Illinois, I think it was. These guys have got about half the country now on mind-altering drugs. I mean, that's scary. That one out of every two people you are seeing on the street as you go driving down the road, the people heading toward you, the guy right in front of you, the one behind you, one out of two of them is on some kind of drug that is affecting their thinking ability.
It's like you look at the shooters that we had, Vermont and New Hampshire. It's like, it's very interesting because the fact is those guys are totally, if they get off their drugs, they totally go off. And it's like, I want to know where that's leading.
Well, yeah, the side effects of these drugs, you know, what would happen if they weren't on the drug at all? Would they be as prone to go bonkers like that? That's what I'd like to know. Or are there drug-free alternatives or other types of drugs or if you will, natural?
Personally, I think there's drug-free alternatives, but, you know, then again, I'm a radical, so who knows what the truth is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to talk about Christianity because you brought that up. And I'm somebody that can talk as a Catholic Christian in America. I talked to the pastor at my church the other day saying, because I feel like I need to talk, and I don't want people to call me a heretic, and so I'm working my way through
this. I'm working
my way through this, and I have to tell people because there is, you know, a cult, you know, and it's not racist for me to call them the capital N Nephilim because that's who they are. But there are good Nephilim people like.
Like actually, last night I watched a video called Luther. It was like, really good.
Like
it
the
was
town,
really good.
The town where I live, they've got. The Penitentes were a third order of St. Francis, and they've been around since the last time this happened, you know. So they remember all this stuff. They're like in the New World before we people came here, you know. And so, the idea is you got to realize sometimes what we get into this trap of being Goyim, and they make us talk like we're the only thing, and we don't see the sub-races of people, you know. We don't see how that goes on. And what happens is, in England, that's all they're doing, you know. And they're just like women, you know, tall women with short guys going around in black, and it's really gross, man. They can't talk about that. And the way they do that is the same way they do it with Darwin when you try to get to Nephilim class system. When you get to Roland of Archbishop of Canterbury talking about Sharia law, which would maybe be a way to talk about their slave race culture, they're going to have a big Nephilim wall around that. And that's how they work it. You know, it's the crown slaves. And those people know about slave race. They can talk about slave race. They know people, you know, their cousins and family members are too, you know. So they deal with that. So if we can deal with that and understand that culture, we can put it back on them. Because
we
still have Christians.
Good point.
They don't. They're dead.
I say, listen, we've got to get going here. It's at 5:30. We've got a break here. We'll talk to you in a minute. Bill Brumbaugh here with all of Higgy on the Park News.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That happened. Hello, friends. Bill Brumbaugh, the host of the Park News. My friend Noel Tiggy is joining me. We're talking about some pretty much critical issues as far as politics and stuff. Olaf, go ahead.
Okay, well, look, the interesting thing here is I'm not sure what the last caller was talking about, but
that's both of us.
Yeah, I think he was talking about the idea that some people are descendants of the Nephilim and some people aren't, which I don't agree to. I think we all are, but that's just me.
Actually, I have an agreement there.
Yeah, okay. But
we actually agree on something.
Noah's son needs somebody. the thing that I was getting at here was that we had a bunch of guys who were telling us that, oh boy, they're all for Reagan, and they're all for Christians, and they're all for conservatism, and they're our leaders, and they're telling us how to think about these issues, and of course the rest of
giving us terrible advice.
Yeah, the rest of the country, the liberal media, are saying that they are the spokespersons of the religious right, so that if somebody listens to Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or whatever, they are in effect listening to how the rest of us think. And, of course, we know that's not true. And even though the primaries clearly showed that that wasn't true, that those guys are not really representing us, the fact of the matter is that that's the general impression everybody wants to create. In other words, Christians are the people who don't want to cut the taxes of the little guy. They just want to cut the taxes of rich people. Well, that of course, is it proper to say bullcrap on the radio?
Well, it kind of benefits them in some particular way, which is why they vote for it.
Yeah. So, clearly, there's something wrong here. And let me give you hard evidence of this. Do you recall the first candidate before Mitt Romney? The first candidate that these guys were promoting instead of McCain, instead of Duncan Hunter, instead of Tom Tancredo, instead of Ron Paul, instead of Fred Thompson and Newt Gingrich and other possibilities, the first guy these guys were in the tank for was Rudy
Giuliani.
Yeah, the most liberal of all of them.
I was glad to see him butt to this. I really was.
Yeah, so what in the world's going on here? The guy who was the farthest to the left, certainly on Christian issues, the guy who was the most liberal of all of the candidates, was the one they were most interested in seeing elected. Now, I don't know why that is, but I suggest to you that somebody from on high handed them that candidate and said, that's who you're supposed to support. So they did, only Rudy didn't get any traction. Actually,
what a horrible shame.
Yeah. Even Pat Robertson endorsed Rudy Giuliani. Now that's interesting. Or maybe it's not so interesting. Remember, Pat Robertson was the son of a Democrat,
yes,
who was the senator from the state of Virginia at one time. Now, his father was a Democrat politician from Virginia, a U.S. senator. And then he turns around and endorses the most liberal candidate that is running in the Republican race, the guy with the least Christian agenda, least conservative agenda. Maybe there's a connection there. Something's going on here, and I think we need to stop and ask ourselves if perhaps the real story is that these talk show hosts don't represent the religious conservative right at all. They represent the rich, period. They don't care if you're a rich Democrat or a rich Republican. They just represent...
The keyword is rich.
The rich, that's right. Now, if that's who they're really representing, then why are they pretending to represent the rest of us? And the answer is because the rich are a very tiny minority. In fact, they're always telling us that the rich pay, 99% of the taxes, but they represent only 1% of the people or something like that. Actually,
absolutely,
that's not true. It turns out that they're only talking about income taxes. It's not 99%, of course. It's something like 80%. But they're not talking about all of the taxes. They're just talking about federal income taxes. And that kind of distorts the picture. Because, you see, above, I think, what is it, $87,000 or something? I haven't looked at the new tax form yet.
I think that is correct, $87,000. You're right.
Yeah, there's no Social Security taxes being paid. You know, those payroll taxes, the unemployment comp taxes, the Medicare, the Medicaid taxes, all that stuff, above a certain level, they don't take those taxes out anymore. So that means that the poor are actually taxed higher when it comes to those taxes. And those taxes are taken out at a 15.3% rate, whereas the comparable income tax at that level is, I think, the lowest level is 10%. And by the way, you get taxed from the first dollar you make if you make over $400 a year, which is essentially you get taxed all of it. And if you're self-employed, as a big chunk of us are today, then that tax is taken out before you get any of your deductions or exemptions taken out. They take that chunk out of you immediately. There are no deductions against it, basically, except the expenses in your business. So, by the way, you can't even deduct your health insurance premium for your business before they take out the Social Security tax. So they have figured out a way to really get at you. Ross Perot pointed out that those taxes...
Ross Perot, I know that name.
Yeah, Ross Perot, yeah. He said that they actually come from the poorest part of our economy and are paid out on average to the richest part of our economy. That the average Social Security recipient has a higher income than the average person who's paying into the system. Now, that certainly isn't the way it sounds when you hear Rush Limbaugh talking about taxes, is it?
Doesn't seem like it at all.
Yeah, he's just talking about income taxes, you see. And the thing with income taxes, of course, is because you have exemptions and deductions, they take about $8,500, $9,000 at this point, if you take the standard deduction, for a single person living alone without any dependents. God, you got to qualify things, don't you? If you've got all of that, you know, they take that first $8,500 to $9,000 that you make, and there's no tax on it. And then it's 10% on what's above that, except that they deduct the earned income thing from it, so they shave a little bit off of it there. So it's a little less than 10% at first. But they got this figured out so that what it does is it top-loads the income tax, but we've bottom-loaded the Social Security tax. So the one thing you never hear these guys talk about is cutting the Social Security tax. Instead, they keep warning us that in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the Social Security system will run out of money or won't be able to pay out what it's paying in. Okay, let me translate that for you. Until then, we're collecting more in Social Security taxes from these lower-income people than we're paying out in benefits.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait a second. And if this will be going on for at least another 10 to 15 years. Hey, this is a con game. They're using that excess money that's coming in from Social Security to make up for the income taxes that are not being paid by the rest of the taxpayers, and you know who that is.
The rich.
Yeah. And so the wealthy people, actually, there's something else that you need to know, if you don't already, which is that when it comes time to retire, if you get a chance to retire, which I doubt will happen, but when it comes time to retire, the higher your income was, the more money the Social Security Administration will pay to you. And the poorer you were, the lower your income was, and the more you need Social Security, the less you get. Isn't that a wonderful system? Doesn't that sound Christian to you?
No, exactly the opposite. It doesn't sound Christian at all.
No, it isn't Christian. There's nothing Christian about that. If you read the book of Acts, it said that they all shared what they had and nobody had any lack. Those who were better off were helping out those who were poor. Jesus said, if you're rich, you know, give what you have to the poor and come follow me. There's nothing in the New Testament that fits any of this so-called religious right talk at all. These guys are not promoting Christian conservatism or conservative Christianity. What these guys are promoting is plutocracy or oligarchy or fascism, but it's not Christian. They're talking about helping the rich and giving the rich more power and making sure that the rich get what they need. And, of course, that includes big corporations. They want to make sure that they reduce the regulations on corporations so that we're back to the days of, robber barons and company towns and vertical and horizontal monopolies. And, in fact, look out there what's going on in the world. We used to have a lot of oil companies. I remember you'd go to the town square and there'd be a gas station on every corner. And now, if you're lucky, there's just one brand of gasoline or maybe two in the town. We used to have seven sisters, they called them, seven major oil companies that own the bulk of the world's oil. But they've been merging, and we don't have seven anymore. British Petroleum has bought up some of the old Rockefeller properties. They now own our Alaskan oil. Exxon and Mobil, which was Standard Oil of New Jersey, Standard Oil of New York, and Standard Oil of New Jersey, have merged together to form the world's largest oil company, or one of them anyway. The Shell Oil Companies bought out Texaco, or at least they have in our local area. I don't know if anybody still has Texaco stations anymore.
We do, in North Washington.
Yeah, well, these guys are slowly merging together, and right before our eyes, they're creating the old Standard Oil Company, the old monopoly, is being reformed. And as I pointed out previously, we can actually identify specifically when this process started as 1953 at a little hotel called the Bilderberger over in Europe, where the guy who represented the British Petroleum, Prince Philip, and the guy who represented the Nazi SS, the Shell Oil Company, Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, and David Rockefeller, who represented the American Rockefeller Standard Oil Companies, you know, Exxon, Mobil, Standard Oil of California, Standard Oil of Indiana, Standard Oil of Ohio, and so forth, all get together to create a plan, which is referred to as, you know, the Bilderberger plot, or globalism, or one worldism, or you can come up with 100 different descriptions for it. Basically, it's global fascism, where the guys who control the oil industry and the money and the power are uniting together against the rest of us. And these talk show guys are essentially promoting that agenda. And even though people don't realize it, so are the liberal Democrats. It's the same agenda. It's just being approached from different directions. You got different people in the two main political parties, but they're really promoting the same Rockefeller agenda, whatever you want to call this globalist agenda. And everybody has their favorite term for it, the plot, the conspiracy, the plan. The effort to control everything.
All of it totally conspiratorial.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, these guys meet every year, by the way. They met in Ottawa 2 years ago. Last year they met in Turkey. I don't know where they're going to meet this year. And, you know, Alex Jones covers that. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention him on Republic here. But anyway,
no,
there are these people.
You're not. I'm joking.
Okay, I just committed another one of the cardinal commandment-breaking sins here. But the fact of the matter is that these guys have created a system whereby they are able to control both political parties. Let me prove it to you. During the Rockefeller administration, during the Eisenhower administration, the first thing Eisenhower did back in 1953, same year, gee, what if it's a coincidence, says the Bilderbergers, he had Nelson Rockefeller come in and redesign the federal government. Now, Rockefeller was just a young guy at the time, 30s or something, and Rockefeller is invited in because it had something to do with his last name and who his brothers were and how much money they controlled. And he brought him in, and he reorganized and redesigned our government for us. And it's been that way more or less ever since, except they've consolidated power even further in the last 10 years. But the idea was to consolidate all those government agencies and departments into fewer and fewer hands, and then have Rockefeller people run those agencies and departments. And then during the Kennedy administration, we had a guy from Dillon Reed, the investment banking company, running the Treasury Department, which was connected. Dillon Reed was connected through the Bush family to the Rockefellers, and then we had Nixon, who appointed Henry Kissinger, who meets with these guys in their annual meetings and is connected to the Rockefellers as his Secretary of State. They opened up China, and we all know what a blessing that was, if you've lost your job in the textile industry, for example. After Nixon resigned from office to help save Chase Manhattan from going down in August of 74, when the interest rates were jacked up, oddly enough, after Nixon resigned, he got to live right next door to David Rockefeller in a nice brownstone in Manhattan that I guess David helped him find. It was literally on the other side of the wall from David Rockefeller. And then Ford came into power, and first thing he does is appoint Nelson Rockefeller as his vice president. Then we had Jimmy Carter, who was handpicked for the presidency by David Rockefeller, a member of the Trilateral Commission. And then Trilateral Commission member George Bush was Ronald Reagan's vice president for 8 years, and then president of the United States. Now his son is president. And then, of course, we had the Clintons, who spent their summers at Lawrence Rockefeller's estate every August. So all of these guys are Rockefeller friends, Rockefeller connected since 1953. The only possible exception was Jack Kennedy. The only possible exception. I mean, he did appoint a Rockefeller guy of the other party, a Republican, to be his Secretary of the Treasury in charge of the Secret Service. That was a smart move, wasn't it, Bill?
It makes people wonder. Make them wonder.
Wonder, not that, yeah. So the Rockefellers have basically been running both parties. That's the key point here. They've got another Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller, which is John D. Rockefeller IV, senator from, I think it's West Virginia at the moment, and he's tried to run for president in the Democrat Party a couple of times, and who knows, he might show up on
Sounds
the...
Sounds like we'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
hey, this is David Rockefeller, and I just got rid of Bill Brumbaugh. I love Higgy, and now this show is mine, like everything else.
I'm just kidding. This is Olaf. Bill's taking care of his bleeding hand. He said he had about 11 paper towels that were all bloody at this point, so he's going to try to take care of that. I don't know if he'll be back. Probably not for the rest of the show here. So I told him to go soak it in cold water and sugar to see if that would close up the wound there. So I'll take over the rest of the show here for the rest of the hour that we got left here, and that's why you're not hearing Bill. It's because yes, David. Okay, I'll do it. Because Bill's taking care of his hand, and Bill's got to be fine. I think it's just that he was picking at that instead of letting it heal, and you know that's always a bad thing when you get a wound like that. By the way, if you want to contact Bill and wish him well or help him out financially or whatever, get in touch with him by emailing him at bill@proactivenews.com. That's bill@proactive, P-R-O-A-C-T-I-V-E, news, N-E-W-S, .com. That's all one word, proactivenews.com. And if you want to email me, you can do so at the time. Excuse me, that's not an email address. It's my web address. But anyway, I'll give it anyway. TheTimeQuest.com, TheTimeQuest.com. The Time Quest is all one word. And if you're just my CDs, there's a link to them in the upper left-hand corner. Underneath the torch thing there, underneath the cancer link, you'll see a link to the site where my CDs are available. And please go there and feel free to order those. Those are an incredible bargain. I've never allowed my stuff to be sold for such a low price as they're available over at that site. But those are MP3 files, so keep that in mind. Now, I do have other things to cover, but we're right near the end of the first hour here, so we'll get into more of this after the break at the top of the hour. But I do want you to pray for Bill. He did get burned out of that house. He's going to have to move again very shortly here, probably in another week or so. And he does have a lot of driving to do to get to his new place, and obviously his hand needs to heal before he can do that. So we need to pray that his hand will heal up. That's his left hand, by the way, and I'd hate to see him out there driving and bleeding. So we need to pray that that'll heal up. I think it's been a couple weeks since the fire, so it shouldn't be doing that, but then he picked at it, so what can I tell you? All right, according to my schedule here, we're getting really close to the break here, but you never can tell anymore with my clock. I had a blackout this week, by the way. I don't know if you guys heard, but we had 200,000 people without power up here in Maine. And fortunately, I wasn't blacked out in that one, but I was blacked out in the preceding thing, so we've been having a lot of trouble keeping our power on. You guys, there are a lot of ads for things that will keep your power going and supply you with water and stuff during survival situations. You ought to call these people who sponsor the show. And these guys will set you up with a lot of really great devices to help you get through these difficult times. Okay, we're going to be back in... I think there's a break of about a minute and a half or something at the top of the hour here. And-